All right, so this is Adam of the Dollar Man. We are still here at Heroes Con. We're kind of wrapping up for the day. We are here with Scott Adsett.
Good afternoon.
And I know what everybody listening is thinking. What does the guy from 30 Rock have to do with comic books?
And, I just look at him.
and I'll tell you, not only does he just look at him, but he has the most awesome collection of sketchbooks I've ever seen.
Thank you. Yeah, there's a League of Extraordinary Gentlemen themed sketchbook that started as one and is now three, that are none of which are finished yet, but they're all, I have multiple so I can send them out to different people, and some people like to take them home. So I can still have one in my hands when I go to convention.
How is it on getting them back from these people?
The worst offender so far is Tim Sale, who had it for, I think, 8 or 9 months.
Wow.
But most people are very nice, and they get it done overnight or by the next convention.
That's amazing.
I know.
At least you got a little clout. I've got a Rob Allman that one of my friends paid for 3 years ago, $15 sketch. She still doesn't have it. I bug him about it every mini-con, every Heroes Con, every fluke.
Well, speaking of clout, that kind of leads into one of the things I was most curious about, because I'm assuming that you were in the comics before you really kind of blew up in the world of acting. Mm-hmm. So in terms of getting like just how the interaction with artists happened before you kind of got really popular, I mean, how has that changed? I mean, is that still kind of blow your mind? Or?
Yeah, it does. I mean, the people I meet at conventions have been, generally have been celebrities in my mind well before I was. So mm-hmm. It's weird to have a little, I guess, clout to walk up to somebody and have them already seem like a friend.
Yeah.
It's great. It's a great feeling. Yeah. I recommend it.
If you want a cool sketch, get famous.
Yeah. Yeah.
That Adam Hughes sketch you had last year was freaking amazing, which I guess he put like a little version of in his new sketchbook this year, like one of the little ones?
I think so. He said it became very popular this year, and it's his number one request is like a take on that particular sketch.
Does he tell them that he's probably not going to put such detail into theirs in color?
It is a beautiful thing, though, yeah. I mean, but League is his favorite book, so he puts a lot of passion into it when he does draw it because he feels an allegiance to it.
So note to people who want Adam Hughes sketches, target that. And
stop asking him to draw boobs.
Yeah. Yes.
Victorian boobs.
Yeah.
That's what he wants.
Classy. Yeah. The ones you can't see with little frilly and lace.
So when did you start this sketchbook?
Mark Brooks started me on it at the New York Comic Con 2 years ago when I was just kind of geeking out and running around and just being happy to meet people. He said, "You ought to get a sketchbook going." Because you got people here who would love to do sketches for you. So get it going, and I'll start you off. And here's the thing you do, and this is good advice for anybody. The first sketch in the book's got to be really good. Make it like primo excellent, so the next guy has to do a little better. And then by the end, the people are just intimidated by the book and feel that they have to stake their claim in it. So Mark started me off, and then Stefan Rue did one to follow it, and Mark's piece was Amina Murray with her flowing scarf, and the red he drew on the scarf was the only bold color on it. It was all very, what do you call it, when it's kind of muted tones.
Yeah.
And a little bit of that marker bled through to the next page, and Stefan was on the next page, and he drew a Captain Nemo, which is a brilliant detailed profile. And the little red just happened to be where he was drawing a hand, so he drew a little ring and made the red the jewel on the ring. And so from then on, everybody has drawn a little bit of red in every picture.
Wow.
It's usually blood or the scarf, but people find different ways to do it.
Good Lord.
So your first sketch in your book was a Mark Brooks sketch.
Yes.
The man whose piece went for $8,000 at the art auction last night.
Oh. Jeez.
We're looking at it right now. And
sorry, everybody.
If I flip the page...
Yeah.
You can see that
wow.
ring there. The red on the ring.
That is incredible.
And Mark just now we did a panel together, and Mark took my other book, and he said when he finished this one, he said, "Now look, you're gonna get a bunch of really good sketches in there. So in about 2 years, when you get about 30 sketches, give it back to me and I'll do a proper one. Because he did this beautiful, amazing picture. And he goes, I'm gonna look at all these amazing things you got, and I'm going to feel like, oh, that's crap. Mine's crap. So he's just taking it away. He's going to take it until next month. So we'll see what he does.
Wow. So you pretty much carry him to all the conventions with you? Which of the ones you have, at least?
Yeah. And I'm very happy just to show them around to people. If you see me with my books, just say, hey, I want to see your sketches. I'll show it to you because I'm proud of it. And I like seeing people's faces and seeing the joy in their faces turn to anger.
The joy, anger, jealousy.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I saw the Adam Hughes last year, and I was like, yeah, I hate that guy. Pete Hornberger.
How do you decide who you're going to relinquish your book to at the end of a convention?
Well, generally, I get recommended. A lot of people I haven't met yet, and I'll get walked over by a friend, and they'll say, this is, Tim Sale. and I'll say, how do you do? And I'm a big fan, and he'll, he'll say, I'm a big fan of yours. So that's, it works out for me, And I am honored that he would do a sketch for me and take the time to do and draw such a beautiful one, because it is a full page thing with just an amazing Jekyll and Hyde that is emotional and pitiful and wonderful. So when he was in New York, I took him on a little tour of the 30 Rock set as a thank you, and he enjoyed that. So a little trade off there.
Yeah. Yeah, so you have something to offer in return, I guess.
Yeah, other than just going, thank you. Next.
How many people do you have?
I haven't counted. Probably around 30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your favorite one right now?
I knew it. I didn't even ask it. I knew that was
I had to
was
give it a shot, you know? You
couldn't flip through the book and say what's your favorite.
I couldn't flip through my own sketchbook and tell you what my favorite is. Right. I'll name like 8 pieces, and then the next day I'll name 8 different ones.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
How many people are in there more than once?
Well, Stefan Rue and Eric Canetti and Mark will be the third.
Unreal.
you mentioned some advice for people getting sketchbooks. Do you have any other kind of advice for?
And you have to relate it to the normal stuff? People.
Oh. Yeah, the normal people. Well, first be famous.
Start studying acting in junior high.
Entertain the world, and they will entertain you back.
gee, that's a very good question. I would say engage them, but not too long. But let them know that you admire their work, but that you're interested in. I don't know. It's hard for me to give advice because I'm in a unique situation.
You haven't done it as have you done it?
I've never done it before. I was on 30 Rock, yeah. So I don't like to do things that might be difficult.
Yeah. Well, it's sort of like trying to talk to girls, approach a girl that you think is attractive. That you're like, how do I go about this? To actually get like a good sketch or anything like that.
The amazing thing too is that like the book now has a bit of a reputation. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think at Atlanta last year, Mike Mignola came up to me and said, I heard you got a great sketchbook, and I see it, and I showed him, and he said, I want to do something in this. Mm-hmm. And and then I picked that up yesterday. He did it overnight, and he did this big full page, beautiful picture of visceral picture of Mr. Hyde and Captain Nemo and some other figures, and he made it funny and savage, and it was all with ballpoint pen.
Wow. Yeah,
and I think he just did it at the bar.
Yeah.
But he took his time and he made a beautiful piece, and I'm blown away, because I know he doesn't do full pages very often or even sketches. So again, get on a TV show. That is a good TV show.
So last year was your first HeroesCon, right?
Yeah.
What made you come down?
Phil Noto.
Okay.
And Mark Brooks suggested that this is the best show of the whole year because it's so cozy and art-driven. Yeah. And it's a good way to meet people because everybody's really relaxed. That's what I'm interested in, is just like making friends and meeting people that I've always admired.
If there is a reoccurring theme, I mean, that's got to be it, because that's everybody that we ever interview here, it's the same thing. Mm-hmm. Everybody loves this show because everybody's so polite.
It's a family atmosphere. I mean, the show is a family.
Yeah, and you go to like San Diego or Chicago or whatever, and these publishing companies have set up their booths and they're on mics trying to yell at you and they're playing loud club music and they're trying to attract you to their merchandise or whatever. And it's just this very loud, obnoxious kind of feeling. And this is just kind of erudite. It's lovely is what it is.
So that's pretty much what brought you back again this year.
Yeah.
Was just you
and hanging out with friends. I'm friends with Mark Brooks and Phil Noto and and some other people here. And Adam Hughes. And we just like hanging out too. So that's a good place to hang out.
I know you said you have the 3 sketchbooks still in progress. I mean, when those are full, you know, sometime down the line, are you going to stick with the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen theme? Do you have something else thought out?
I don't know. It depends on who I haven't gotten yet that I want. I've got a list of people that I want to get, and a lot of them are checked off. But there's still quite a few. If I fill up, I don't know. If I think of a new theme, I might. But and this one serves me really well because it's such a rich story, and there's so many characters that are beyond just the League themselves.
I'm assuming you go to a lot of conventions now.
Well, this became an obsession, this book. So I started going. The last year, I went to every one that I could get away from work for.
Yeah.
And I think this year I don't have time because I'm working a bit more. And
you get 2 in New York coming up soon.
Is it going to be 2 this year?
Mm-hmm.
Again? So I'll go to both of those. But I don't know if I'll go to Baltimore. And I hope to go to Dragon Con because my sister lives out there.
Mm-hmm. Anybody on that list that you haven't gotten that you want to share?
Oh, wow. Gee, Brian Bolland and Christopher Sprouse. Oh, just Gabriel Ba.
Yeah.
Very eclectic group. I mean, I would love to get as many different styles in there as possible. So every page is kind of a revelation.
Yeah.
Unreal.
Unreal. You guys have anything?
I guess we can. Where else can people find you besides 30 Rock? I know you have a bunch of different projects going on.
Yeah. Well, this year I've got a movie coming out called Last Night with Keira Knightley and Eva Mendes and Sam Worthington.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a new Adult Swim show called Mary Shelley's Frankenhole, which is done by the same people who did Moral Oral, which is our other show. Yeah. And Oral's done. We wrap that up, but this is the new one, and we start on the 27th of June, I think.
Is when it airs?
I believe that's around
that time?
Yeah.
So soon?
Yes.
Nonetheless?
Yeah. Soon. We finished the first season. That's all in the can, as we say.
Now, I know... a lot of times. Okay, so you're an actor. You've been in theater for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
Since you said, like, middle school, when you kind of started. And now you have an interest in comics. There's a lot of people crossing over into writing. Mm-hmm. Do you have any interest in going that direction?
Yeah, I do, actually. Both DC and Marvel have approached me about maybe writing an 8-page or something like that. Mm-hmm. And or just anything that I want to pitch. And I haven't yet, but I have some ideas that I'd like to do.
You probably also have your choice of artists.
Well, maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
Anything else you want to share?
No. Tell me where this is broadcast or podcast or what the name of the podcast is.
No.
It's the Dollar Bin.
No. The name of our podcast is the Dollar Bin.
Oh, okay. You had that jam piece.
Yeah, yes. We did.
Okay.
Which I loved. And I had to let it go. But the guy that bought it actually owns a comic shop about 45 minutes from my house. He also bought the one we did last year.
Mm-hmm.
So, I get to go visit it, so that's cool.
There's a store in L.A. called Golden Apple that had a jam piece that was just a wall.
Oh, wow.
And it has just everybody is on it. Alex Ross did a Superman like that big.
That's a jam piece. Yeah, that jam piece. We put so much heart into that, man. Like, all the guys, I really, really love putting that together. We really kind of focus on the Indie Island guys and everything. And they did this whole play off each other. They did a battle scene with a lot of different characters and everything. And everybody has fun doing it. And I will do it every year, no matter how much it sells for.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun because they all do bring in different elements to it and everything. Yeah. I mean, like, you got, Francesco Francavilla's Iron Man on there is like charcoal and just awesome.
Francesco in there. Yeah. You don't have one.
I don't.
Yeah, he is phenomenal. Unreal.
And he'll knock it out in 15 minutes. And it'll like...
Well, not yours. I'm pretty sure he'll...
Oh, he'll take your time. Yeah. He'll do work in 15 minutes that somebody else will take days to like just really concentrate and focus while watching TV. He's amazing to watch.
Eric Kennedy is like that too.
Yeah.
He's very quick and just as like Mozart, he's got it all in his head right away.
Yeah.
Unreal.
We've started doing these sketch videos. And we did them like with our jam piece. I think might have been where we started or not. But basically, no one ever on the internet. You don't have any just videos of people drawing. So we've been going to conventions, and we will we'll do like sketch covers and jam pieces, and we'll just our sketchbooks and just record people sketching. Like we post that on our website and everything too. And
yeah, I watched Walt Simonson sketch on YouTube for a while. That was good.
Yeah,
he'd be a big get for me. I don't think he likes to do sketches, but he's like a prince of a guy.
Yeah.
Like I met him in New York, I think, and Phil Noto took me over to meet him, and it was just me. Actually, Phil had to go away, and I met Wheezy, his wife, first, and she was just so sweet at the table, and I told her I was a little too intimidated to talk to Walt the few times I saw him walk by me, and she said, "Ah, you're crazy." And so he eventually showed up, and I don't think he'd ever seen 30 Rock or anything. He didn't know who I was, and he was really sweet and nice and had a couple stories and asked me about me and talked about his new project he was really proud to be working on. And like about 10 minutes into the conversation, I don't even think he knew I was on TV or anything like that. So that didn't play a part of it. He invited me upstate New York to visit his house.
Wow.
And Weezy was like, yeah, you should. I haven't taken him up on it yet, but that blew me away because I shouldn't say this because people are going to think they can do that now. I'm special because I'm very charming.
Decent way to get a sketch.
Walt Simonson, all right, he has family in the town that I live in Greenville, South Carolina. He comes down just sometimes, and my local comic shop, he had gone into my local comic shop and, you know, shopped around and everything and left. And the comic shop owner didn't recognize him.
Mm.
Wow. And he was talking to Walt at like Baltimore Comic Con or something recently, and he was like, he gave him a packet because he's trying to, you know, he's giving out packets to a lot of these artists and trying, and he was just like, he was like looking at this packet and he goes, "Oh yeah, I've been to your store. You're the one that has all the art around the top." And the shop owner was just like, "What do you mean you've been to my store?" He out of context, he didn't recognize him, and he's like, "Well, you know, I don't walk into a store and say, 'Hi, I'm Walt Simonson,' you know." And so it was just like, "Oh, if only I knew Walt Simonson was in my store," you know. He's just a guy.
Know your creators.
Yeah. Know what people look like, but yeah, that's he's really nice. I know he's friends with Shelton and the Heroes kind of family as well. That they all are, and that's what I love about this. I mean, it is a family. Everybody's just so cordial. Everybody just knows each other, and is like you said, a laid back, relaxed environment.
Yeah,
I will come back here every year. Thanks.
All right.
All right, thanks,
guys.
Cool.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
That was easy.